Hi there. The word for today is on the difference between Samson and Samuel. Jeremiah 15 verse 1 we read, "Then the Lord said to me, even if Moses and Samuel stood before me, my mind would not be favorable toward this people." The final difference between Samson and Samuel, in a word, was prayer. The Bible records only two occasions when Samson prayed. First, when he thought he was dying of thirst and needed water, and second, in the last moments of his life when he'd lost everything and ended up in prison. And thank God, his prayer was answered. But he was like the little boy who was asked, "Do you say your prayers every night?" And he replied, "Nope, some nights I don't need anything." On the other hand, the Bible says, 1 Samuel 12 verse 18, listen to this, "Samuel called on the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel." One of the greatest tributes given to anybody in Scripture was spoken by none other than God. About who? Samuel and his prayer life, the impact it had. Listen to what God said. "Then the Lord said to me, even if Moses and Samuel stood before me, my mind would not be favorable toward this people." Such was the clout, the influence Samuel had with God. The Bible also has much to say about the prayer life of Jesus. Sometimes he prayed all night. Other times he was up praying before dawn. It was the secret of his effectiveness in ministry. You see, he made regular deposits in prayer so that he could make regular withdrawals of power when he needed it. And you'll notice that he seldom ever prayed for someone he healed. Why? Because he had already spent time in prayer and drew on that power. The old-timers in church used to refer to this as, quote, "staying prayed up." And it's the secret of victorious Christian living. And that's the word for you today.